Hello again, and welcome to the program. We're here with a little strength for today, Psalm 119. Today we're looking in verse 38. David prayed, "Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear." Thy word, thy servant, and thy fear. The word, or the phrase, "thy word," appears all these times that are listed here on the slide in this one chapter alone. Obviously, Psalm 119 is focusing a lot on the Word of God. It's also focusing on the servant of God. Verse 17, 23, 38, 49, verse 65, 76, 84, 122, verse 24, verse 25, verse 135, 140, and verse 176 all have the phrase, "thy servant." And so he says, "Establish thy word unto thy servant." It's just the Bible, unless we make it a part of our lives. "Establish thy word unto thy servant." Psalm 111:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." Once again, Psalm 119 is a manual for happiness. Thy word. The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted. Sing along with this message in song.
The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands over hills, may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands, every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it, and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand.